first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome to Thursday, everyone. Welcome to Spouting Off here on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM. Isn't it neat to have an AM and an FM dial on which to listen to WSMN New Hampshire? So it is a Thursday. We're headed to the weekend already. And boy, it's December. And where I am is we're getting to know winters in Texas. It's kind of interesting. I'm watching the American flag flapping in the wind, flying proudly from our studios here. And I'm watching and looking at the Texas flag as well. Under that, there's a Let's Go Brandon flag. And ours isn't the only one here at the studios. I just love it. It's great. And nobody has people laugh and love it because it's just so right on the mark. I hope that continues because everyone should be able to take a joke, especially someone who fancies himself, herself a dictator. Frankly, the presidential potted plant is taking orders from somebody else, but we don't know who it is, and we surely know we didn't elect that person or persons, but I digress. I can't. How do you digress from a topic that you have not yet begun? I got so many topics in this first segment, and by the way, we're going to have a special announcement probably in a couple more weeks about scheduling, not so much that it'll affect WSMN. We're going to be here. We're proud to be here. Tuesdays, Thursdays at WSMN, 1 p.m., spouting off with your loudmouth host, Karen Cataline. I have been cautiously, I don't know if you could call it cautiously optimistic, but I have been delighted to watch some of the things going on right now. I got really, really tired of reporting bad news after worse news after the worst news, it seems, on and on and on it goes. It is an astonishing time to be alive, not only in the wonderful, gorgeous history, beautiful, historic United States of America with a history of liberty, but it's an astonishing thing to be watching liberty under attack in America, something I know my father would never have believed. But there's a couple of interesting legal cases, a couple of interesting things going on that I have some comment about. I never thought that Jussie Smollett, and you heard on the news that the judge, the jury will be deliberating as of today, apparently. And so it's a good time to talk about this. I never thought that case would make it to court at all because, sadly, I'm losing faith in a lot of the judges around the country who are no longer applying the law. So the fact that this case actually made it after, what was it, 2 to 3 years, it's a good thing because I see a constant move towards demonizing law-abiding citizens and giving a pass to criminals. And we are the country that doesn't believe that you should smear, attack, or convict someone without a court of law, jury of your peers, and hearing the individual specific facts in a case. Well, those facts have been coming out, although it hasn't been on television, so we can't watch it, but we are watching the reports. The case is stunningly has within it facts that are astonishing. I use that word a lot. One little piece of information on the Smollett trial came out yesterday in a news item that I read, and that was that the prosecutor was reading the tweets that Jussie Smollett had made. They got hold of his cell phone, and they were filled with, yes, the N-word. That's the euphemism we call it today, because even if you report saying the N-word, you're going to get in trouble, which is just a manner of broadening the term of racism until it doesn't mean anything, or until only, you know, the collectivization of the idea that the entire country is racist is a smear on us all, because number one, being a racist, as offensive and horrible as it is, if it is true, and there is most definitely racism, prejudice, bigotry in this world, it just is. But it's not illegal. It may be embarrassing, and it's not illegal to be an ignoramus, because it's just the way it's happened from time immemorial. But the radical propaganda left wants you to think it is illegal, so that whatever they want to erase, destroy, pull down, smash, all they have to do is call it racist, and you can pull it down, including a statue of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, even well-known people who fought against slavery, Abraham Lincoln, not safe. But I digress. So Jussie Smollett, who's a professional victim, and when he can't apparently prove his victimhood, because, yes, we have made progress in this country, the left wouldn't want you to believe it. That's why they've had to exaggerate their charges until it means nothing. It was Jussie Smollett himself who was using the N-word, but he was offended that the white prosecutor was reading his very own tweets. So because we have gone from the ridiculous to the insane in this country, he was offended that a white man was reading his very own tweets using the N-word. So the prosecutor asked him to go ahead and read them himself, which he did. How about that? So his own words coming out of the mouth of a white person is now racist, but if it comes out of the mouth of Jussie Smollett himself, I just can't help but say it that way. I'm sorry. It's not racist. And he was offended, saying, "You're offending every African-American person in this room." I mean, can you believe that they can put forth these kinds of ideas, can be put forth with a straight face? It's astonishing. I won't have time to get to the Maxwell case, the Ghislaine Maxwell case, where, well, I just want to say, to watch artist renderings of her with a muzzle on her face, you know, being all dutiful and obedient. Oh, she's wearing a mask in court. She must be a good person. Now, that's a muzzle. They're wanting to make sure that they muzzle her up so that she only talks about the cases and the facts, and this case only deals with what they want to deal with, but not what they don't. This is more a case to cover up the horrific details of the Epstein pedophilia ring and the higher-ups that were involved. Frightening, horrifying, awful. It seems to be more involved. I don't know what's going to happen in that case. But in the Smollett case, just as in the Rittenhouse case, the facts are on our side, people who are dedicated to the truth. But here's the larger issue I wanted to get to, and that's this. The desire, the need to manufacture a case against people he politically hates, namely Trump supporters, conservatives, white people, straight people, It makes one think that maybe there isn't as much of that as he'd like to believe, especially since so many people are bending over backwards to prove how not racist they are. That, too, is a double-edged sword, because when you try so hard to prove you're not a racist, it means that's all that matters to you. You know, if everybody in the country is a racist, if the entire country, which has now been smeared with being called racist, then nobody is. But that's a little too logical for certain segments of our population. Here's what I think should happen. After hopefully justice is done and they convict Jussie for giving false information to the police, pointing the finger at innocent people, smearing, lying, cheating, and all of that, I think that every Trump supporter ought to file a class action lawsuit against Jussie, even if they get a penny, even if they get nothing. There's got to be civil consequences. Unfortunately, all the media people that got on that bandwagon from the moment, just like they did, they saw a rope in a NASCAR garage, a rope, and immediately a rope means somebody's racist. A rope can't have its own properties. You may have heard that story as well. Everything is racist if you want to be a professional victim. And I do hope that, I don't know that it'll happen, but I hope that every Trump supporter, every white person, every citizen who was falsely smeared and their character demeaned will maybe do a class action suit. That's what ought to happen. We'll see what kind of judge and what kind of jury we have here. If they have even a tiny bit of courage, as the Rittenhouse jury did, they did the right thing. They decided the case based on the facts, based on the desire of the prosecution in that case, trying to cover up facts that didn't comport with its false narrative. Gee, where have we heard that before? But I'm going to date myself by remembering a kind of a B movie that was really a hit in the early, I guess it was the late 60s, Love Story. Remember that old phrase? And I was kind of young then, but I do remember the movie with Ally McGraw and all of that. Love means never having to say you're sorry. Well, the left apparently, being a leftist means never having to say you're sorry. Have you heard now, or will you hear? Do you expect to hear anybody on the left who got behind Jussie, even when the facts didn't support it, saying, I'm sorry. You know, I jumped the gun there and wanted to smear Trump supporters because that's what I believe. So the case has to fit my scenario, kind of the opposite of what we are admonished to do in a free country where there's supposed to be equal justice under the law. Fascinating case there. I'll be watching. I don't know about you. I have more, but I have to. Oh, wait. I have a little bit more. So in my old home state, thank you, Art, for reminding me that I have a minute left instead of I have more than a minute than I thought I had. Don't use it up trying to confuse matters. In my former home state of Colorado, there is a very courageous U.S. representative named Lauren Boebert. And she made a comment about Ilhan Omar, which, of course, the professional victims got all bent out of shape. She said that some people did mistake Ilhan Omar for a terrorist in an elevator. And then she apologized. Oh, my God. Being a leftist means not only you never apologize, it also means you never accept an apology. Ever. Ayanna Pressley, part of the Fab Four of communists who hate America, and they're not the only ones, is calling to have all of her committee assignments revoked, Lauren Boebert. And that's after she apologized. So obviously, you shouldn't apologize, no matter what you say, if you're a conservative, because your apology will never be accepted. It'll only be exploited. But if you're caught in a lie like, oh, I don't know, the Russian hoax, the Russian conspiracy, the Steele dossier, any of that, never, ever apologize. Just keep pushing the same narrative. Didn't your mother or father teach you to take responsibility for what you say and be willing to say, you know what, I screwed up. I made a mistake. No, the leftist activists, it is against their religion. It's against their cult to do that. You hear that music? I got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the first of a couple of great guests. So stay tuned. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off here on WSMN Nashua, New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm your happy and grateful host, Karen Cataline. Last month of the year, boy, it's going quickly. I'm delighted to welcome someone who's a man after my own heart. He hails from Florida, and his name is Chris Nelson. He is probably best known for the September 15th, 2020 maskless flash mob in Fort Lauderdale Target to the Twisted Sister song, "We're Not Gonna Take It." I love that. And it racked up 39 million views on Twitter. It was covered internationally. And look at him now. I just love this about him. And that's not even what we're here to talk about. But boy, oh boy, I can't wait to ask him about it. Chris Nelson, welcome to Spouting Off. You're with Karen Cataline.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me on.
It is great to have you. So before we get to this latest, slightly more timely subject. It is so timely, though. It is so timely. I staged a protest of five people at a health food store.
It only takes a few.
I know, at a health food store in Colorado. And I was so happy to see what you did in Florida. And look at you now, 37 million. Some of us saw it early that the masks were merely a muzzle to condition people into sitting down, shutting up, doing as they're told, and looking down at the floor so we could all collectivistically look alike. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with that. I'd love to hear a little more. I know our audience would too.
Well, Karen, I saw the masks immediately for what they were because I have discernment. As
yes.
a person that follows God gives us discernment to figure out, you know, what is what's true and what's not. And I saw this, and it immediately I saw, okay, we're covering up the image of God, which is our face. We're all made in the image of God. This has absolutely no basis in science. Never before has universal masking been the solution for a so-called pandemic. I saw what was going in the hospitals through my friend Nurse Aaron's video, how they were ventilating people to death, basically, and then calling it a COVID death to freak everybody out in the news. And it really frustrated me, and it probably did with you, that other people didn't see it that way. And people have come around now, but, I don't think I should ask for an apology from people, but there were so many people at the beginning that were not the leftist crazies, but friends of mine that called me a murderer, that called me unchristian, that called me selfish and all these things. I was like, yeah, I'm selfish, sure, but for other reasons, you know. And while they were running and cowering and wearing masks and canceling church and then requiring masks to go back to church, all this stuff on and on and on. So the person who I actually just got engaged to, my fiance Nicole, whose idea it was.
How great.
Thank you. And this was a fake pandemic romance, okay? and I think there were a lot of these, because really what this brought out is it showed what every person was really made of. And it was Nicole's idea to do this this demonstration. She said, okay, you know, and we got to play We're Not Going to Take It. So I said, okay, let's do it. We went to a Target. We met up with some people in the parking lot. So we had a total of 11 people. Walked in, started the music, and the video just came out great. And we took our masks off and just paraded around the store. And a liberal Karen took a video of us and put it
up
on.
Hold it. Quit it. No, go ahead.
Oh, crap. You know, you want to know something? I have a friend named Karen as well, and she's amazing. She does all this research and everything for us, and she hates this now. And I'm so sorry that your name has gotten mixed up with that.
Let me just say for the record, it is a collectivist swipe at middle-aged white people white women who complain a lot. And I cop to all of that, except that it's a collectivist swipe to hate somebody for something they can do nothing about, for the name that they were given, instead of the character that they exhibit, regardless of their name, their color, whatever. So that's why I say that. But anyway, I was really just joking. Go ahead. I didn't want you to be
interrupted. Well, I would hate that too if a Nelson was something. You know, maybe I'll get that one day. Maybe all of a sudden a Nelson will be something. My name isn't Chad. You know what a Chad is and stuff
Chad.
Like that. But,
oh,
but,
I don't know.
So this lady, and yes, a white, heavy set, middle, you know, aged, angry masked lady, took a video of us and put it on Reddit. And it got put on Twitter, and it went everywhere. It went viral. And at that time, it wasn't – people were not making us go viral, because I was in other viral videos where the ATF raided a little grilled cheese shop over the fact that she decided to reopen before she was allowed to, even though Walmart was open the whole time, and they're destroying this woman's life and her business, you know, and that video went viral. But videos at that time, this is 2020 still, were going viral with people like, you idiot, you should go to jail, you should be put to death, you're killing people, you're this, you're that, you know, it was a mean viral.
Let's fast forward a little bit, because I got a couple questions I just have to ask you before we run out of time. Forgive me for interrupting, but were you surprised at how easily people complied with this ridiculous edict? And what are those people, if you know them, what are they saying now to you? After 2 years.
Well, yes and no, because I study human behavior. My favorite subject in college was sociology, and I enjoy looking at people's behavior, because people act against their own self-interest, and people will do anything they possibly can to not get into a conflict. Anything they can. People will just go along with what they're told because people are so scared to death that somebody might scold them and tell, and then of confrontation. People will do anything to avoid confrontation. So was I, and people will wholesale believe what they hear on TV as if it's the truth. And people don't understand that the television, the common, what people are commonly saying is usually not the truth. So I wasn't surprised. What I was surprised by was how many Christians fell into this, and that churches, my church closed down for 6 months. I had to find another little church to go to. I was surprised that people that should have known better, really church leaders, that now we saw some great new church leaders show up we didn't hear of before, Pastor Greg Locke, people like that. Rodney Howard Brown was actually arrested for having church. People, you know, that I didn't know of before. But the amount of people I saw that were that should have known better, going along with this crap, that did surprise me.
You know what, Chris? It's interesting. Some people would say, you know, there's a rule in talk radio that you do what's topical. You do what people are talking about now. And a lot of people have really short memories. And even though we were, you know, slated to talk about, because I could talk to you for an hour. I really could. I'm going to have you back. About the black supremacist attack in Waukesha. But we can, hopefully there's a link to an article that you wrote about that. But this is so relevant today because as a Paulette Revere, I kept telling people, and I bet you did too as a Paul Revere, there were some of us, but not enough. If you roll over to this insanity, you watch and see what the next thing is. This is just a dress rehearsal for tyranny. We warned about vax passports. Voila, that's what we've got. Fast forward to today, not only were the mask mandates of 2 years ago almost incredibly relevant today because they're still going on, but because we got stuff that's even worse, it's all part of the same assault on individual liberties. So what are you doing? Talk about the mask mandate for a minute. You live in a free state, relatively. Thank God for Rick DeSantis. But what's happening on that front? Are you doing some more creative pushback?
Oh, well, the mask mandates are done down here. I mean, our governor I have watched this man go from somebody who was he's a young guy, you know, he's like almost my age, and he was a little unsure at times at the beginning as I was watching him, and I was very much active in demonstrating. We had a demonstration in front of his mansion, you know, I chased his SUV around a bunch of times too. I have watched this man become this solid stalwart of freedom. And I'm just so proud of him and so proud to have him as governor. He has not allowed this mask crap to come back. We got it out of the schools. We got it out of the, people are still, they're still making their employees wear them at some places, which makes no sense. And governor called him out yesterday for that. Like, why the hell do you have like 100 people at a fundraiser banquet, and you got like 7 of the servers wearing masks, like there's some kind of like class system going
second
on. I love that he's calling
citizen.
That crap out.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because we know that people who have their faces covered look and act, they're one of two things. They're either submissive, they look down the floor like they're wearing a burqa, and everybody looks at the same, and they've had their face erased.
They are burqas, and we.
Or you have a criminal. You have a criminal. Who else covers their face but a criminal? Now you can go into a bank, God forbid, and with a mask on, and rob the bank. That is now an acceptable form of. I mean, that's the only people who mask their face, right?
Well, Karen, they are burqas, and this was something that my fiance at the time, she was the one that told me that she was like, they're burqas.
Yes.
This is Islam being pushed on us. And I noticed there's a big, because COVIDism is a religion. They have their prophets, they have their rituals, and they push it on other people. You know, when they say Christianity is not a religion, it's more attraction rather than promotion. kind of a it's a relationship with Christ. But religions, they kind of force themselves on you. And the way Islam, they're about forcing their beliefs on people. Well, COVIDism and COVIDites, they force their opinion on you. They forcing the covering of your faces, the submission. It's a submission to a God. And then
yes,
their vaccines and their big pharma, that is their idol that they have everybody around worshiping. If you read the Old Testament, it's very similar to – nothing's really changed with humanity. You know, we're setting up false religions, but you know, when you look at the similarities between radical Islam and COVIDism, there are a lot of similarities. And you know, my friend Laura Loomer,
right.
If you want to follow me on Telegram, my Telegram is Chris Nelson Uncensored. So if you or your audience are
Laura Loomer, now there's a courageous one. I've interviewed her before, so you're in cahoots with Laura
Loomer.
Well,
she's a good friend
of
mine, and I follow her. And you know, when this first happened, I saw that it had happened, and I was like, oh, well, this is ISIS. This is Islam written all over it. But
that's
of course,
communism.
The media, you know, they will not talk about that. And the fact that this is what happened right after the Rittenhouse verdict. Now, how many, for a year we heard about Rittenhouse, for a years we heard about Floyd. We had to hear this garbage forever, you know, about how bad white people are and blah, blah, blah. You know, but this happens. This guy, Daryl Brooks, as revealed by Laura Loomer, she was the first one to get this. She snagged the screenshots from his social media. She snagged the screen because, you know, he was all over social media, YouTube, with rap videos, things like that, anti-white, and YouTube and all them took him down right away because they don't want people knowing the truth about it. You know, if it was white supremacist attack and it was white supremacist stuff up, you better believe they would have kept it up. But but Laura snagged that stuff and she put it out on the article on Loomer.com that this guy was part of the 5% Nation, which is a radical Islamic group that believes, and I'll read some of that white people are described as, quote, uncivilized people, poisoned animal eaters, slaves from mental death and power, people who do not know the living God or their origin in this world, and they worship that which they do not know. They are easily led in the wrong direction, but hard to lead in the right direction. They are they are part of a Nation of Islam. They are very, very anti-white. They believe that the white man is a, quote, evil devil, okay? Mm. So and this guy happens to run over he goes to a where he finds a bunch of white people and runs over
looks
people.
Looks like he did it on purpose there, didn't he?
We know he did it on purpose, but you know what, Karen? Turn on the so-called news now. I don't even have to turn it on. I guarantee they're not talking about it at all anymore.
Uh-huh.
I mean, except for maybe to talk about him and maybe he's the victim, you know, because they are. This was obviously, I don't want to just say this, but I will say this.
You don't want to say this, but you'll say this.
It requires. Think you can put the dots together and say that, okay, this guy had 5% Nation in his name, all in his social media postings. He identified with 5% Nation. He identified with black supremacism. He
never even
ran
heard
over
of 5% Nation. Where can we
people.
Read more
okay,
about
can
this?
Can we connect the dots? Is this not worth talking about?
Where can we read you and more about this? Because unfortunately, we have to wrap it up. Boy, this went fast. Go ahead, tell us.
Well, I tell you what. If you go to my Telegram, Chris Nelson Uncensored, and subscribe, I will post. And you can find a bunch of great stuff on there too. I will post Laura Loomer's article right after we get off this call, so you can actually read it yourself. So, Chris Nelson Uncensored, and I'm also on Gab at Chris Nelson. I like the free speech platforms to promote them. So, Chris Nelson Uncensored on Telegram, and then at Chris Nelson on Gab. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back on Spouting Off right after this.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. Karen Cataline with you, plugging right along on our hour of spouting off. And we don't have time right now because we have a guest holding, but if you'd like to join us, call in, write down this number, listen to us live Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., and you can call in and talk to me live about the issues of the day, 603-816-1590. Well, we do have our next guest, and let me tell you, I feel like we're on the dating game here. Let me tell you a little bit about our next guest. Joey Lynn Massaros proudly exercised her First Amendment right with her husband, Robert Massaros, expressing their support for President Trump's reelection as they drove along with the Biden campaign bus through Texas, October 30th, 2020. Well, you're going to hear more about this story directly from the person who experienced it, Joey Lynn Massaros. Thank you so much for joining us here on Spouting Off.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get to share our story with your audience.
Well, Joey Lynn, I love your name. That is just a great name. Tell us the story so we can hear what's going on. And for everyone, if they want to see that story, we'll give this again at the end of our interview, freeforfreedomsake.com. That's freeforfreedomsake.com. Joey Lynn, so tell us what happened back in October of 2020.
Yes, thank you so much. So what happened was really just a good time. We were part of the New Braunfels, Texas Trump train. At that time, it had 4,000 or so members that would parade through town with Trump flags and American flags. And when we heard the Biden-Harris campaign bus was driving through Texas, we thought it would be a really fun opportunity to show our support for President Trump and to get some cool pictures, just really to have a good time, exercise free speech. And your viewers might recall seeing the viral video all over the news of the Trump train next to the Biden bus. It was called an escort through town. President Trump himself tweeted, "I love Texas," with a video of it. It was it was a really, really cool thing until mainstream media got a hold of it, really started slandering what happened, lying outright about us being attackers, saying we ran the bus off the road, referring to us as white supremacists, racists, bigots, so on and so forth.
That's their go-to pointing fingers. That's their go-to every time.
Yes. They love to slap that race card, you know, on everything and create that division and upset with their followers. And so, you know, we did not know who was on that bus, and really it didn't matter to us. We just knew a billboard-sized Biden sign was driving through Texas, and we wanted to show, not here, you know, we vote for Trump. And so 8 months later, a girlfriend of mine called me and said, I'm seeing your name and your husband's name on CNN front page that you're getting sued by politicians and Biden-Harris campaign staff for driving next to the Biden bus. Do you know about this? Because I haven't heard about this from you. And we did not. We had not been served any paperwork. We had no idea what she was talking about. Jumped on to Google, because that's where you find all that mainstream media trash, and saw that our names were everywhere, all over all the mainstream media news outlets, saying that we were getting sued under the Ku Klux Klan law of 1871. Oh. Yep, they alleged that we banded together on a public highway to suppress Black and minority voter rights, and that we premeditated assault to run that bus off the road. And so this is in federal court as a civil rights violation or matter because of the law that they have sued us under. There are no criminal charges. This is merely a civil complaint. So these are Democrats saying, we're offended, traumatized, and triggered that you existed in the same space as us with a different opinion, and we want financial compensation, which, you know, is weaponizing the judicial system against average Americans.
You said it. I hate to ask this, but would you say that again? Because I think that's the money line, and we'll continue. Yeah. Say that baby again.
Yeah, this is the government weaponizing the judicial system against average Americans. It is
correct.
Tyranny. Yeah.
And sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the flow of this discussion. I was just cheering for you.
No, yeah, I appreciate that, Karen. Our legal defense fees just to defend these frivolous lies are $200,000 because it's at a federal level. And so, you know, they've got almost 20 attorneys, multiple nonprofits funding the lawsuit. The largest law firm in the world. And I'm a stay-at-home mom. My husband's a plumber. You know, we don't have the money to fight this. We're relying on fundraising to fight back and stand up for free speech and say, we're not going to take it. That is our constitutional God-given right we're entitled to as Americans living in a free country. And we're going to fight this fight for free speech for everybody, especially for our child and the children and future generations. This is infringing on our rights.
So is this is something that is going on right now. It has not yet been decided, this case. Can you say what the chart, you said it's the charges of 1871, the Ku Klux Klan law?
Yes. Really? It's a law that Republicans put into place to protect people of color from Democrats who were the Ku Klux Klan, who were killing people of color, and Republicans trying to help people of color that were, wanting to go to school, vote, work on their own terms. And so for them to sue us under that law because we drove down a road we pay taxes to drive on is insanity.
Yeah, so
it's insane.
I'm going to ask a really obvious question, but I have to, and that is, do you see any similarities between the retaliatory nature of this virulent left that's using the power of government to terrorize people and trump up charges, I say that word, those words advisedly, as the what's going on January 6th people? So what do you see there?
So what I see is that we've got the Democrat Party, or, you know, the elitists that want total control of our country and our population to be, they're chilling free speech. They're intimidating Americans that they know will unite, will have a voice, will stand up against what they're trying to accomplish. And they want others to feel scared and intimidated to gather together under their rights and to be able to speak up about the things that aren't right. And so I would encourage your listeners to continue gathering together, to continue speaking up, to continue exercising free speech and calling out the things that are wrong, because they're trying to suppress it more than ever. And we're not intimidated. We're not going to back down. It's expensive, but we're counting on other patriots to help us fight this very important fight. And we're going to hold them accountable, and we're going to make sure that this doesn't become a new precedent where they can just bankrupt and sue anybody that they disagree with.
Well, that is what we're watching in a variety of cases. I mean, we just had the Kyle Rittenhouse case, and it's very similar to that in that they make examples of people.
Yes.
They make examples of people in order to make a broad general statement to the entire public. You'd better not fight back. You better not speak up. You better not say no to what we want.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. In the press release, even, they said, we want to make sure this doesn't happen again in the future. So you want to make sure that conservatives don't get to gather together and exercise free speech. That's what you're saying.
Right. They're telling you exactly what they mm-hmm. want to do. The yep. other thing I want to point out, and I'd like your thoughts on this, Joey Lynn, we're talking to Joey Lynn Massaros, is that for them to go to the mattresses, which is an old mob term, you know, going to the mattresses over this,
yeah,
must mean that they were profoundly threatened, wouldn't it? I mean, they'd have to be pretty threatened by little old you to take these kind of big guns. Talk about that a little bit. Looks like yeah. you were right in the crosshairs of what they hate most.
Yes. So right. somebody told me this, and they said it perfectly. They said, man, you really poked the devil in the eye, didn't you? Thought that said it perfectly. We really did hit a nerve there. But, you know, I think that what is so intimidating to them would be the average Americans are not intimidated by them and are coming together and speaking out against it. I do not believe that they were actually traumatized, triggered, or scared, and that's why they're suing us. I believe that what threatens them is all of the Americans that don't believe their garbage and their nonsense and don't want to tolerate it, and they want to snuff us out. Yeah. So, you know, I think they expected us to be intimidated and scared. I don't think they expected us to be bolder and to care more than ever and to stand up against this. And, you know, their strategies have worked somewhat in the fact that we've had friends and family that are like, you know what, we're just not going to fly our Trump flags anymore. We just don't want to get in the same kind of trouble that you're getting in. And it's really disappointing to see that happen. And so it's our responsibility not to let them have that control over us and, you know, to stick together. And while I would say that it, you know, it is scary to be up against that. The amount of Americans that have come and stood beside us and say, you know, our constitutional rights matter and we stand with you. Here's $5. Here's $10. It's been right. an incredible response. And we feel very equipped to stand up against that and in the face of that and stand on truth and justice.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty courageous of you. I think there's another reason you might have been targeted because maybe that bus went through other states. It so it happens I'm a transplanted Texan, even though I'm doing this show out of the great state of New Hampshire. And I moved from Colorado to Texas. The left has not only smeared the country as racist, which is outrageous, mm-hmm. and a defamation of a country, but they hate certain states that stand up. And Texas and Florida are among the states they hate the most because they refuse to sit down and shut up and take it. So do you think that's one agree. Of the reasons? Because I know exactly where New Braunfels is now.
Yes, I absolutely agree. You know, we had been making national news for the size of our Trump train. So I don't think it's any coincidence they drove that bus right through the heart of our city and wanted to stir up some trouble. You know, there were only three people that we understand in retrospect were on that bus. That was not a bus full of people. That it's kind of like, what was that bus really doing driving through Texas? And the three people that were on it.
Well, they do have a right, but they have every right to drive through Texas, and you have
absolutely.
Every right to oppose them. And they can't handle opposition. It's
absolutely.
Clear that they are intolerant of everything, of opposition.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So the tiny amount of occupants on the bus are all the people that are suing us. It includes the bus driver, former state really? Senator Wendy Davis, and a Biden-Harris campaign staffer that is on Kamala Harris's cabinet. He actually tweeted a couple days ago, if y'all saw this viral tweet everybody was making fun of, he said, my name is David Ginns, and I work on Kamala's cabinet, and I love my job. I just thought y'all should know, since so many people are quitting. And everybody's like, blink twice if you need help. Did Kamala write that? Are you held hostage? Because it's so comical that he feels the need to tell people he loves his job when
you
everybody's
think
quitting.
If he protested too much, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But he's one of the people suing us as well.
Yeah.
And so
if you have to shut people up, and stop people from disagreeing with you. You must be in a pretty weak position.
Tell everybody
about this website of yours and how they can help you fight this, because you're not financially, you don't have much money, and they have endless amounts of money, don't they?
That's exactly right. Yes, we had to cash out our 401k to get the lawsuit or to get our legal defense started and to file for dismissal. So we appreciate everybody pitching in even just a few dollars to help us fight this. We created a website because we were getting canceled on social media. Our website is free, F-R-E-E, for, F-O-R, freedoms with an S, sake, freedom's sake. So all together, it is free for freedom's sake.com. And that is based on Galatians 5:1, where God says, we've been set free for freedom's sake, not to go back to a yoke of slavery. And so that has a link to our fundraiser. There's a button that says make a contribution. You can follow our story, see updates there. And there's also a contact us page. If anybody wants to submit any questions or a word of encouragement, we check those on a regular basis.
Joey Lynn Massaros, you check so many boxes that the left, the radical left socialists hate. You are married, you're heterosexual, you're Christians, you're white, and you live in Texas.
And I'm a stay-at-home homeschool mom.
My God, no wonder they can't stand you. And notice, Joey Lynn, these are all categories. They've put people in categories. Remember when they used to scream about stereotypes, racist stereotypes, you better not racist stereotype? That's exactly what they do to their opponents.
Yes.
I am nothing more than a Karen, because I'm a Karen, happen to be Jewish. Whatever I am, they want to put people in boxes in order to divide people, it sounds like. And you seem to get that. The other thing, I just want to make a quick comment before we got to go, and that is these extraordinary times we're living in is making new stars and new role models for people, everyday people that are standing up, fighting back and saying, no, this is my country. There are more of us than there are of you, and I'm not going to let you bully and intimidate you. Us. So very quickly, talk about that, because you're like one of the new star role models. I love it.
That makes me feel so good. That just makes it affirms the reason why we're going through this and gives it a lot of purpose. Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to work with other Americans to defend our constitutional rights. We were very overwhelmed at first, but then we had so much encouragement from people who said things like, you're heroic for defending our constitutional rights. And I thought, that's a strong word. I would have never, ever painted myself with that paintbrush, but I've heard it so many times that we're just so honored. This is just such a privilege to be able to walk forward through this with God confidence, because otherwise we don't have any, we don't have a solid foundation. So, you know, we just feel like we've been called for such a time as this and such a moment as this. And we'll walk boldly in that with all the other Americans that believe in the same things that we do. And it's an honor.
Yeah. That's just so great, because sometimes you have to be the tall nail. And once you stand up, did you ever see The Music Man, the musical? Oh, we only have 60 seconds. I don't think I can make that analogy so quickly.
No, I'm sorry.
You stand up and you give permission to other people who are a little bit less courageous to stand up to. Thank you so much for all you're doing for liberty. www.freeforfreedomsake.com. Thanks, Joey Lynn Massaros, for joining
us. Karen.
Best of luck. Take care. Well, that about does it for us here on Spouting Off. Boy, that went quickly. Thanks to Joey Lynn and to Chris, our guest. And thanks to everyone that makes Spouting Off possible. Juan, bang up job today. George, Art, we love y'all. We'll see you next week, Tuesday, Thursday at 1 p.m., when there will be lots more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.